Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Alex. So Alex, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
I'm Alex Jacobowski. I'm the COO of P3 Technologies, and I live with my wife here in Evanston, Illinois. We actually just moved to our new house 2 days ago.
Awesome, man. That's exciting. So can you just tell me like a little bit more about P3 Technologies and what you guys are all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we believe in elevating the pet care experience for all pet people. So we have a family of brands that operate under the P3 umbrella. Pet Premium, which is an insurance aggregator and quote engine and recommendation engine. So it helps you shop for pet insurance policies that are really the best for you as a pet owner, and especially best for you, the pet. Whether it's a specific condition, a specific breed, anything about that pet that can help you make sure that you know the best possible insurance to buy, we help you do that in the platform. We then have a claims processing engine. So we help you process actual insurance claims in real time. We're building out some really unique and exciting functionality around that to make that process easier, no matter what your insurance provider is, no matter what products you need, no matter what vet you go to, making that something that's really simple. That's a huge goal for us over the next 9 to 12 months. And then we actually just acquired a pharmacy, Nebraska Heartland Veterinary Pharmacy and Vet Approved Pharmacy. So that helps us really complete the circle and allows us to not only bring traditional technology solutions around the pharmacy space to veterinarians, helping them ensure compliance and really monitor that among their patients. They've had a lot of trouble in the recent years with Chewy and other companies really coming in and disrupting their ability to provide that standard of care. We actually can now help them do that with our technology solutions and fulfillment through this veterinary pharmacy, which obviously can also sell direct to consumer as well.
Awesome. So in terms of what you're doing now, can you just talk more about the pricing structure? So is it like a SaaS product? Do you take a certain cut from the insurance, or are you actually the insurance providers yourself?
Yeah. So each of our different family of companies has a little bit different revenue model based around its relationship to that pet parent at the center of our model. And so the insurance companies help pay us for the privilege of marketing their product. But a lot of what we get out of that is that it's a free consumer product to recommend these policies and make sure that the pet parent gets the best possible policy. So we try to recommend the best possible policy. And in exchange for that, you know, like any other sort of recommendation engine, we work with the insurance companies to be compensated for that. Then we get paid for the processing and adjudication and how we handle claims. But then the pharmacy, we're a direct-to-consumer pharmacy. So like any others, we make money on the margins of those products. But what's really unique is we do try to make sure that we really have some of the lowest possible prices coming out of the heartland of America. We're able to really be very efficient and unique in our pricing.
So when you're working with pet care owners, are you essentially, when you're getting them insurance, are you promoting the pharmacy? Like, what is that work? It's like, how do all these kind of tie in together? Okay, it's like, I guess, three separate products, but do you kind of tie them in together?
Yeah, that's actually a lot of why I came and joined the business, is to help integrate this family of companies together. And so the company really came about as an aggregation of different parts of a larger vision. So our founder, Rob Levin, who helped bring a lot of these companies together, has a really unique vision for how to take on some of these larger trends in the veterinary medicine space head on. And so that starts with the idea that the more insurance customers, the more people who are buying into the insurance pool and creating a larger pool for insurance, the more efficient that system becomes. The more efficient that system becomes, the more efficient the claims processing is, and the more effective and efficient and automated and pre-populated. So most people don't realize, or they do if they've had pet insurance, but most claims can, not only are they processed after you've already made your entire bill payment, but you are lucky to get that processed in within a month, 2 months, a year sometimes. And so as opposed to the model where I pay my copay, I pay my co-insurance or even less, here I'm shelling out $10,000 for an unexpected surgery, and I can really break the backbone of a family just to make a decision to take care of their dog. And that's just a different kind of relationship that I think we have with our pets, people of my generation, then two generations up, it's a dog, right? And for me, it's a member of the family. It's a completely different relationship. And so we believe if you get more people in that insurance pool, we get that claims processing to be more efficient, more effective, more automated, but also more accurate as well. And so you can really trust those, and the auditors and the actuarial people on the other end can really trust those recommendations and can trust those insights. They can make the decisions a lot faster, and that benefits the pet parent. That gets more people to sign up for insurance, and that brings the costs down for everyone. And what we love about that is that by increasing the standard of care, you bring the cost down of care. And so we see that as our mission. That's what we're here to do, is to make the entire space elevated. The more we increase the quality of care, the more we increase the quality of insurance plans going out, the more we increase the body politic of people in those insurance plans, the better the standard of care will get, the cheaper products we'll get, and the more we're going to be able to fulfill for those vets. And what's really unique about this vision too is that we have the opportunity with our technology platform to not just actually go out and then say, well, you had a great conversation with your vet, now go buy the policy on Chewy, right? Now go buy your products, your prescriptions on Chewy and take the vet out of the equation. We actually want to bring the vet back, because we think that that relationship between the pet parent and the vet is so important to the pet, and so important then to the health of that pet and the health of that relationship between the pet and the pet parent. And so if we're able to bring the vet back into that experience and say, no, why don't you control? Why don't you actually get one, margins back, and actually some of the profits that used to help drive your business and the business model of veterinary practices for generations. Not only can you recoup some of that from the Chewys of the world, but you can also increase the quality of care, increase the quality of the relationship between you and the pet parent. And so we want to really bring that back. So not only can we fill basically any pet product for any pet parent, but we can also do so in concert with the veterinarians in a really unique way. And so that's the big picture vision. And so we have this huge flywheel we're trying to turn, where all of those pieces slowly and at the beginning contribute to an elevated pet sector. And once we really get it going, we really see that making some pretty transformative change pretty quickly.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now in the business?
Yeah, I think some of it is just discipline, right? When you bring a lot of different companies and a lot of different products together into one ecosystem, there's so many different directions you can go, and there's so many different things that need to happen. We need to be really disciplined. And I've always had a challenge. Personally, I like to move really fast. You can probably tell I talk really fast, right? I love to move quickly. I like to make quick decisions. Sequencing is incredibly important, because if we go too far out over our skis with insurance, well, if there's not enough insurance customers to do that, well, then, we're going to fall flat on our face. If we go too far into the pharmacy space and we make all these massive upgrades, but we don't have the customers to justify those upgrades, well, then we're going to fall flat on our face. We have to be able to sequence these upgrades with a sequence of advancing sales and advancing, customer adoption of these technologies in real time, and be able to learn from them. And so a lot of this is just being disciplined as we bring on new people, bring on new talent, bring on new teams, to really stick to the course, know what our roadmap is, know what we need to achieve in sequence in order to make that big picture vision come together.
So in terms of roadmap, like, what does that look like overall, all the companies combined for 2024 in terms of revenue goals? Like, what are you guys looking at?
Yeah, we're looking to pretty significantly increase. And so we, have significant revenues right now. And we've been able to do that through some of the acquisitions of companies that were already generating revenue in the space. And now what we're really trying to do is augment that. So increasing the revenue within the DTC pharmacy and bringing some modern technologies and upgrading some of the different things there. They have an excellent team out in Nebraska. Really excited to have been able to work with them and see what they've been able to do sort of with one arm tied behind their back. I'm excited to see what they do with two. And then from there, see if we can increase those revenues, 10, 20% and get into that high nine-figure kind of range, right? Eight-figure range, sorry. And that's a big, big deal for us. And then from there, on the other side, it's really continuing to generate. We've had 20,000 customers come through and generate quotes over time over the last couple of years. And now we want to increase that. So that's happening, much closer to monthly. And we're not going to get there right away, but we really want to increase that very significantly. And that's going to generate significant revenues that then lead into other parts of the business. So hopefully we're trying to see pretty significant revenue growth over the next year. We're trying to do about 25% year over year at the very least. And if we're doing really well and hitting some of these milestones on a product level, we think that there's much more there for us.
So how much re-engagement is going on? Because you mentioned that you have all these customers that have bought the insurance now that you bring in this pharmacy. So are you kind of sending out these email blasts saying, hey, by the way, we have a pharmacy and you should use it? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, some of this is we're early days yet. And so we're just bringing these companies together. We're just learning about each other, learning about our systems and making sure we can do this right. Because if I just all of a sudden started spamming you about, we have a pharmacy now, we have insurance now, you're not going to want that, right? That doesn't align with our brand values, doesn't align with who we are. But if we can introduce these things in concert with how people make their decisions. So, something at the end of the year, you could have saved X if you had insurance this year. And here's some way to buy that plan, right? And being really authentic in that messaging, because it's not just give me money, please, right? That's not really the goal
Right.
we have here. It'd be nice. Like, if you want to give me money, please, that's fine. But the reality is what we're here to do is help people, and we're here to help people and enhance that pet care relationship and the pet care experience for all pet people. And so if we do that and we stick true to that, what it means is that when we know that there's an opportunity for our customers to save money, that's when we introduce the insurance. When we know there's an opportunity for them, people who are interested in a certain type of plan, we have a unique discount or a unique program available or an overstock available for a product that we know 9 times out of 10 that Chihuahua is going to need, that's a great opportunity to say, hey, by the way, right? And so being really authentic and sticking true to our values there, I think we'll be much more successful. And we have a great marketing team that's working on all of those user journeys now. And they've been working really closely together since the acquisition. And a lot of what it is now is making sure that we have the trust of our customers to also be able to cross-market in that way and updating our legal language and things like that.
So when it comes to technology, what is the role of something like AI when, you know, in terms of your business?
Yeah, it's the buzzword of the day, right? And I think that there certainly is a lot that AI can contribute to the parts of the business. I mean, whether it's certainly on the customer support front and making sure that we're, you know, available and have people answering questions 24 hours a day, untenable. And certainly if we want to keep, you know, jobs here in America, certainly untenable. But if we, you know, enable AI, they can probably solve 95% of what customers are looking for, like, what's my order ETA? Things that, yeah, sure, I could tell them, yeah, you go to your portal and you go to here, here, and here, but that's not what they want. They want a GPT style experience. They just want to ask the question and get the answer. That's something we can certainly integrate with AI and something we're thinking about every day. And then there's the more advanced parts of the business, right? How do we improve our recommendation engine to learn from these massive data models and these massive data populations that can help us make better recommendations? It's not exactly AI, but it's a, you know, large model that can be incorporated within a GPT system. So rather than fill out a questionnaire, maybe it's one question at a time. Maybe it's a question that gets better and better and better as it goes. And so there's all kinds of things that we can do here, some of which I want to talk about, some of which I'm not going to talk about today. But that's the name of the game right now. Is it's not, no one's really an AI company. There's a few AI companies, but now everyone's company is being asked, how are you using AI to take your things to the next level, to take your services to the next level, to take your customer support to the next level, to take your sales funnel to the next level? So every company needs to be an AI company in some way, or you're going to get left behind because someone else will take advantage of those tools to outrace you.
100%. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, just to your point, it's like everybody's looking for the best use case of AI in their business. Yeah, like it's definitely a buzzword, but there is so many use cases. So in terms of, you know, now I'm wrapping up 2023. So what is your top priority as we finish out this year?
Yeah, a big part of my priority is really getting our systems in order, getting it to a place where, you know, our founder likes to talk about, like, whatever you put into the scale engine, you get out tenfold. So if you put crap in, you're going to get crap out. And so if we can really build out these systems, make sure that our data systems are correct, make sure that everything talks to each other, like you were alluding to earlier, that our marketing systems all actually can learn from one another and get better over time. And can we fulfill some of the increased demand we're projecting for 2024? I had talked about some pretty ambitious goals and some pretty ambitious things we want to do for vets, right? If I want to live true to my promise and make vets' lives easier, there are a lot of things I need to do on the Heartland side to make that possible. And if I want to make pet parents' lives easier, there's a lot of things I need to do on the aggregator side to make that possible. And so if we do all those things first, and then we start to scale those better inputs and those better products from there, we're going to be in a really good place. So the next, you know, 90, 120 days is really about articulating that to our team, staying disciplined, building out the foundational layer of a lot of these new projects and new products that we're going to be building on top of, and then, you know, off to the races.
Makes sense. So how large is your team today?
So we've got about 30 people in Nebraska and about 15 people otherwise, so about 45 or so right now. I'm looking to hire, I've got a few positions open available right now. We're hiring a designer, really help us with that brand identity and build it, bringing it to some of these products. We're hiring a product manager, marketing coordinator, a lot of people around the edges to really help us augment some of these systems we're building now and go out there and really do the work. So there's an opportunity to get in sort of at the ground floor because, you know, while each individual company has had its own little history throughout time, this is the first time we've brought it all together. So it's a really unique and exciting time to be a part of it.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started your career?
Oh, that's a big one. You know, I've had such a sort of winding career. I started in the nonprofit sector, spent a lot of time there and in and out of that sector, both as a volunteer and professional. And I think I learned a lot from that sector about what it means to be scrappy. And I think that's something that I don't think I recognized enough when I was younger, is like how valuable that experience is, because it taught me, like, what can you do when you're scrappy? You can exponentially do more if you maintain that same attitude, but apply it in a different kind of way. And so I think that value that scrappiness and not just, I just need to get it done now, but actively learned from it a little bit more. I think there are some lessons I probably could have gotten more out of earlier in my career if I had been more reflection oriented and been more like self-aware of what I was going through and not just trying to get through the day, just trying to get the next thing. If I could have taken that extra 5 minutes, right? There's, you know, I'm sort of a memory kick and learning a little bit more about how we develop skill sets and how we develop memory and that idea of self-quizzing. And so it's hard to think about that sometimes outside the classroom. Like, how do you, you know, create that active recall or create that quizzing situation that kind of develops that long-term memory, even if it feels hard in the moment? Being self-reflective and being very intentional about the lessons that you learn from everything you do is a great way to do that, because not only can you recall the underlying meaning behind what you just went through, it helps you remember the individual particulars. So when you encounter a similar situation in the future, you're that much more likely to be able to recall, oh, here's how I handled this when I was scrappy. Now I have more resources. How do I combine those two approaches together and do something much better than I could have done earlier in my career?
Makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for P3 Technologies?
Yeah, I think a big piece of it is, you know, if we really stay disciplined and we're able to execute on some of our roadmap goals and really bring this out to the consumer, I'm pretty confident we're going to be in a completely different place, both from a revenue perspective and really just from an order flow perspective, seeing exponentially more orders coming in on that insurance aggregation side, and then that leading to a direct relationship where we really are seeing customers coming back and forth in what we're calling our health ecosystem. That is what I want to see. I want to see that being felt by the consumer, that being understood by the consumer. And I do think that that's attainable within a year. Beginning, you're probably not going to realize that when you're on the aggregator site, it's the same company as Heartland. That's okay. But over the next 12 months, if we don't know that by the end of 12 months, if you're not aware of that when you're going through the brand experience, then we weren't successful. If you are, I think then we will have done a really good job.
Makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your company website or just social media handles? Best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Always available on LinkedIn, just Alex/Jakubowski. You can find my spelling of my complicated Polish last name. I'm sharing the description here. You can hit me up at alex@p3t.vet. Really easy to reach out to me there. And then check out our website, p3t.vet. Check out Heartland Vet Supply. That site's going to go through a little bit of development and change over the next 3 to 6 months. And we're really excited about that. But regardless, that's a place where I encourage you to really shop for all your pet needs and ping me for a code if you need a little discount code.
Awesome. Alex, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Thanks, Dan.